Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We are a mother-daughter team who are passionate about helping you take your sales to the next level. In Black Belt Selling, what we do is we bring guest interviews, guest experts, as well as bring you content to help you grow your sales, grow your business, and your revenues so that you can realize the dream that you went into business for. And today, I'm pretty excited about what we're going to be sharing, Stephanie, because, you know, a lot of people ask me, and I know a lot of people ask you, what books do you recommend that I read? And, you know, the thing about being a black belt in anything, whether it's Taekwondo, whether it's sales or business, the thing about being a black belt is that you have to always be learning. And I recently read on success.com that one of the 7 habits of highly successful people is that they spend time every day reading something and to help them grow their business. So, and usually they spend about an hour. So I'm working on getting an hour in every day on some kind of literature, whether it's a book, a magazine, a webinar, something to help me hone my skills as a businesswoman, as a salesperson. You want to comment on that for a moment before we get into our list?
Absolutely. You know, there's a quote from Charlie Tremendous Jones. 1 year from today, you will be the same person you are today. The only difference are the people you meet and the books you read. You know, books make a huge difference for us. They make an enormous difference in the results we get. You know, we all have been told over and over and over again, if you're not growing, you're dying. If you're not growing, you're dying. Well, how do you ensure that you keep growing? Read, read, read. You know, they actually say that the top CEOs, on average, read 60 books a year. And I can guarantee every single time I have come in and I have started focusing on my reading and really gotten crystal clear on what I'm reading, I have generated bucket loads of additional income because you grow, you see things through different methods. You start to solidify who you are as a person, which makes you a better business owner, which makes you a better sales rep. And so I am constantly encouraging people to be reading at least one book a month, if not 2 or 3 or 4, if you can make it happen.
But, you know, and that's really, it's very, very powerful to think about the importance of reading. So, but let's just dive right into the first book that probably is the book that got me thinking about, I don't have a ceiling on my income. I don't have to take the salary that comes with my husband's job. I can actually go out there and make my own money. And that is the very famous book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Now, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I mean, feel free to jump in at any point, Stephanie. Have you read it yet?
I have. Well, we read it a couple of times, and I just remember when you and Dad started getting into this stuff, you started reading it, and Dad, I remember, he sat us, all of us kids, down, and he sat us down in the living room and said, we are going to be reading. Once a week, we are going to sit down as a family, and I'm going to read you this book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, for Kids. He said, because I wish my parents had known to give me this kind of education. And I didn't really appreciate it all the way back then. But I have to say, I'm so appreciative of the fact that that shaped me realizing, you know what, money is not a scarcity thing, and you can make as much or as little money as you want to. You just have to be smart about how you do it.
You know, and it was very eye-opening for me, Stephanie, because it helped me to see that there were ways to become financially free. You know, most people think, well, I'll become financially free by putting money into my retirement account so that when I retire. You know, I won't have to work. I can live the life of ease because I've got all this money in my 401k. And the fact of the matter is that you have to create and build assets for yourself. And for those of you who are in sales, keep in mind that you are your primary asset. You know, a lot of our listeners, yeah, Stephanie, are in network marketing, which Kiyosaki actually endorses quite highly. So you want to be thinking of yourself as an asset. You want to think of yourself as more than just somebody else's employee. And he talks about the different quadrants of income. So that's a really important book to read to understand the economics of money and also to get a new perspective on how important it is to be in business for yourself. So Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I would put at the top. And it's also a very powerful book for wealth building because with all the money that you're making, especially as you begin to put these principles into play, especially as you begin to make more money, you need places to shelter the money from, over excessive taxation. And so Rich Dad, Poor Dad gets you on the track of thinking about how to protect your wealth, how to create wealth, how to have that time and financial freedom when you get to where you want to be. And there's a lot of people that have put that book into practice and they have been able to retire as early as 30 years old. So it's a very powerful book and it's never too late to get started. The next book, and I think I did a really quick poll on social media, and this was probably the number one book. As a matter of fact, a lady named Tanya recommended the book. And when I asked people, what book would you recommend to people? And it was Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, this book is kind of the Bible for entrepreneurs. But I want you to realize something. You know, this is something I have a hard time getting people to understand. Whether you are running your own business, whether you're running an MLM or whatever it is you're running, if you are in sales, which if you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure you understand you're in sales at this point, you are in business for yourself. You are running a business that is going to create as much or as little income as you want. And you have to treat yourself like a business owner. And Think and Grow Rich is the Bible for business owners. This is the book everybody goes to. In fact, I remember, the very first time I read it, Mom, you gave me a copy as I was heading up to college. And I think I read through the first couple of chapters, and I got so frustrated because he kept talking about the secret that it's mentioned no fewer than thousands of times in this book, and if you pay attention, you will understand it. And I just got so – I was like, well, what's the secret? Just tell me what the secret is. And I put it on the bookshelf, and I didn't read it again for years. But seriously, I mean, the way you think – and for those of you, just real quick, who don't know the background, Napoleon Hill basically got a commission from Andrew Carnegie to go out there and interview the top of the top. Now, keep in mind, this is the 1930s. Now, for some of you guys may remember what was going on back in the 1930s. I think they called it the Great Depression. So there were not a lot of people excited about the idea of money at this particular time. And Hill went out and interviewed the cream of the cream, the cream of the crop, as far as money goes. And this is the book that stemmed from those interviews. And this is where he sat down and said, this is what separates the wealthy from the poor. And I guarantee if you are struggling, if you ever find yourself struggling financially, if you ever find yourself struggling to close more deals, there is probably to some extent a mindset issue going on. And if you want to take yourself to the next level, you have to address that mindset.
And the really nice thing about Think and Grow Rich is he doesn't give just mere theory. He actually gives steps to follow. He tells you what to do. He actually gives you kind of like homework. So he talks about self-suggestion, auto-suggestion, what he calls. We call them affirmations now. He talks about how to build your faith and your belief so that you can actually acquire the money, because the fact of the matter is, if your inner game is not where it needs to be, you can have all kinds of money and you won't be able to keep it. So the book is just filled with lots of practical information as well as theory that he got from the wealthiest of the wealthy way, way back then. And it's still applicable now. I mean, it's really, as you say, Stephanie, it is the Bible for wealth building and for anybody who's going to make a life for themselves in sales.
I know we're real short on time, and I know a lot of our people, you may be listening to this, and a lot of you may have actually already read this book. And what I'm going to challenge you to do right now is go back and reread it. If it's been more than 12 months since you've read this book, go back and reread it. You know, this is one of the books that's on my annual reading list. I read this book every single year at this point, and I highly encourage you, whether you've read it before, do it again. It is worth the read.
Absolutely, absolutely. And some of you may be familiar with a gentleman by the name of Bob Proctor. And what he does is he actually will take one of those chapters and he will commit to reading it for 30 days straight. The one on perseverance is a very powerful chapter, because so many times we will get in and there will be challenges and we'll quit because we don't have the encouragement to persevere. If that's an issue that you have, you got to get the book. Read through the whole book and then go find the chapters that really speak to you. Read them every day for 30 days. Now, I'm really excited because, as you, our listeners, know, Stephanie and I have started to write books, and we're both really excited about the books that are going to be coming out for us this year. But Stephanie, why don't you share with our listeners very quickly, just give us a 30-second version of the book that you have coming up, and how people can get a little piece of it before it's actually published.
Oh, absolutely. So the book that I'm working on right now is Getting Past the Gatekeeper, How to Turn Your Greatest Enemy into Your Greatest Ally. I have had gatekeepers go out of their way for me again and again to help me connect with the boss in a way that is going to ensure I get the bid. And I am ready. I've taken time. I've sat down. I've figured out what it is that seems to make me so special. And I'm bringing it to you guys in book format so you can do the same. And I'm really excited about it. Now, as we all know, this book was actually slated to publish this weekend, and things happen. So the book launch is getting pushed back a little bit. I don't want to give a date until we're able to get this this little issue resolved. So I know we promised our listeners something. So if you want a sneak peek at this book, shoot me an email. Title it Getting Past the Gatekeeper, and I will forward you the first chapter of, I'll forward you the first two chapters of the book, so you can start to get a good idea of what it is I've got in store for you guys. So you can shoot me that email at Stephanie@thestephanieScheller.com and just title it Getting Past the Gatekeeper, and I'll make sure you get your copy of the first two chapters of this book tonight.
Oh, amazing. So that's Stephanie, Scheller. Make sure you make an S-C-H when you spell that, Scheller.com. So great. And, of course, we would encourage you to add our books to your reading list. I wrote the book, Black Belt Selling, Closing with Confidence. That's a great book to help you realize the value and the importance of being confident and how you can build confidence in your sales. And, of course, Friend Power, the power, the influence our friends have on our life and our success. So just add those to your list while we're talking about books, actually. Now,
absolutely.
There is a book, and I know Stephanie absolutely loves this book, and this is another book that I gave Stephanie, but I'd like to share a little of the history, how I got in touch with this book. I wasn't even in sales when someone recommended that I read the book. I was actually still a stay-at-home mom, homeschooling my children, and someone recommended that I read this book in order to be successful at homeschooling. And I read the book and I thought, oh my gosh, it's loaded with amazing, amazing thoughts. So, for example, in this book, it says, remember the forgotten art that is magic in selling. Be a good listener. Show the other person you are sincerely interested in what he is saying. Give him all the eager attention and appreciation that everyone craves and is so hungry for, but seldom gets. It is one of the most important principles of the formula for success in selling. Yes, it is magic in selling. And Stephanie, do you know what book I'm talking about?
Well, if my guess is correct, you are talking about How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Becker.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell us how this book has impacted your success.
Oh, my goodness. So most of you guys at this point, you know my story and how I started working in sales by accident. Well, mom brought me her copy of this book and said, you know what, I've read it, go ahead and keep it, enjoy it. I put it in the passenger seat of my car and I didn't touch it for a couple weeks. Now, when I got started in sales, my first week on the job, I had an amazing week. I closed a ton of sales. My second week on the job, I had another amazing week. I closed a ton of sales. My third week on the job, I realized I was a salesperson and I freaked out. For 6 weeks straight, I didn't sell a single penny. And it was this book. I was sitting there. It was the end of my fifth week straight with no sales. And I'd just been stood up again. I had an appointment. The guy had sounded so excited over the phone. I was going to walk in. I was going to knock it out of the park. I'm sitting in the parking lot and the building is completely closed up. There's no one there. There's no lights. There's no one parked there. And I just wanted to cry. I was so just heartbrokenly discouraged. And I happened to look over and there was that book sitting in my passenger seat, hadn't moved. And I said to myself, well, you know what? I literally have nothing better to do. It is Friday afternoon. It's about 11:30. I'm going to hang out in this parking lot in case this guy shows up. And so I sat in the parking lot and I read. And I got to the part where he starts to talk about how enthusiasm, which if you've read the book, you know that's like the first chapter. He talks about how enthusiasm changed his life. And it transformed me. And I realized that I didn't have to be a sales rep, but I could still approach – I didn't have to like being a sales rep, but I could still approach it with enthusiasm, and it could make a huge difference in my life. What about you, Mom? How has this book made a difference for your sales career?
You know, it's really interesting. I didn't pick up, even when I started to study sales, I didn't pick up the book. No, I couldn't because I gave it to you, right? but the very cool thing about this book is, you know, the whole idea of acting enthusiastic, that probably initially hit me the most. But he talks about so many powerful, powerful ideas, like the biggest lesson I ever learned about creating confidence, the sale before the sale, the idea that helped me get into the major leagues. And, I mean, this book is just loaded with golden nuggets, and I just love the fact that it's so, so practical. And It's an absolute must read. If you're in sales, if you're in anything, any kind of profession, you need to learn to sell your ideas. You need to learn to sell your thoughts. You need to learn to build cooperation, which is a sales skill, because sales is nothing more than a conversation in communication. So, I mean, we could talk forever about this book, and maybe we will do a review of this book for one of our shows. It's that powerful. This book is that powerful that you won't want to miss that. But there are some other fabulous books. And I remember when I found this book on the internet, someone had recommended it to me. And the author actually wrote it after licking the disease of alcoholism. He was a desperate alcoholic, and his life was falling apart. He was able to deal with the alcoholism, and in his second life, so to speak, his rebirth, if you will, he wrote this book. And the name of the book is The Greatest Salesman in the World. Oh, I read that book over and over for a year. A year, Stephanie.
Wow. You know, I did not know that Ogmandino had just licked alcoholism before, right before he wrote the book. That puts it in such a different perspective. This is an incredible book. You know, I used to run a private book club. Every single month I would mail out copies of the book to everybody. And this was one of the books that we did. But I just got so much positive feedback from everybody. In fact, this was the one that lit a fire under everybody in the group. Everyone came together and was like, oh my goodness, the challenge at the end, we need to do it. It was mind-bogglingly cool to see people pull together after, you know, they'd been in this group at this point, I think 7 or 8 months, and had not really collectively pulled together. But this book, I mean, you could read, this is one of those books you could read 10 different times and find something brand new every single time you read it. It's an amazing book about the mindset of sales and how you have to approach it. If you want to be the greatest salesman on earth, how you have to approach it.
Well, and for our listeners who may or may not be familiar with the book, it's actually like a parable. It's a parable. There's an old man who believes that his time is near. And I'm actually in the book now, so I'm trying to find the very beginning of the book because he's looking for someone to give some scrolls to. And so he sends a servant out on a very important errand, and he wants to see if the servant can sell something. And the servant ultimately does, he ultimately accomplishes the goal, but not the way he thinks his master wants him to. And when he comes back and he shares how he sold the blanket, which I'm not going to give that away because I really want you to read the book. When he shares that, the master realizes that this is the person he's been waiting for to give these scrolls to. And the bulk of the book is these scrolls. And what he tells the young man to do is to read each scroll for 30 days. So, for example, scroll mark number 2 says, I will greet this day with love in my heart, for this is the greatest secret of success in all ventures. Muscle can split a shield and even destroy life, but only the unseen power of love can open the hearts of men. And until I master this art, I will remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. Isn't that powerful? Oh,
wow.
And that's mindset. And that, you know, I mean, I can't wait to share our guest for next week because mindset is so important. And until you get the mindset right, nothing else works. Nothing else works.
Oh, that's the truth. You can have the best technique in the world. And I always laugh because, you know, for a long time I told myself, all this mindset, pardon me, crap, I don't need to mess with that. So I would teach from the front of the room technique after technique, and people would keep coming up to me. That doesn't work. Stephanie, what you're telling me to do, it's not going to work. It wasn't until I started teaching the mindset first that people started connecting how it is that these techniques work so well. It's the most important thing you can wrap your head around, period, end of discussion, for your entire life.
Oh, exactly. You know, we've just covered a very few of the books that Stephanie and I commit to reading. So, Stephanie, why don't you share the titles of a couple of more books that might be beneficial to those of our listeners who are wanting to know what to put in their success library?
Some other ones that are good for your success library. You know, I'm a huge fan of the 10X rule by Grant Cardone. If you want some inspiration and motivation to accomplish some major goals, that is a good one. I love Raving Fans by Ken Blanchard. I absolutely adore The Virgin Way by Sir Richard Branson. And on the topic of leadership, I also love The Radical Leap by Steve Farber. And then I think one of my favorite books that's just universally applicable is The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And it is, you're going to have to read it with a different, you have to put on a different mindset to read this book. But man, it is going to transform how you look at everything from leadership to business to life to sales. Your whole world is about to completely radically shift when you read that book.
Yeah, so. I actually I pulled it out recently, and I had your dad go through it with me, and I said, think about this. Think about this. And he goes, oh, my gosh, that's in that book? I said, yeah. how do we apply that to our business? You know, some of the books that I think are really important is you want to be reading books about sales, The Psychology of Selling. If you read The System by Eric Lofholm, that book is great because it really lays out the process of sales and helps you understand maybe where you could strengthen an aspect of your process and really strengthen your overall process. What's that?
It's a great book. If you want a basic, I mean, this is sales. This is sales in its, you know, its finest. Truly,
sales 101.
So,
really, yeah.
Yeah,
sales 101.
It is. So, and you know what I really love a lot about this is it's really the best of the best. You know, we've got a ton of sales trainers out there. You can take your pick. And really, what Eric did in this book, he really pulled the cream of the crop from the top sales trainers out there and compiled it into one very easy to understand system. And for that reason, I highly recommend this book to everybody.
Absolutely. And then Stephanie, there's actually one book that I really want to recommend to our listeners because this is a book of history. It is a book of process. It is a book of some of the wealthiest people in the world. And people will discount this book because it's also a religious text, but there is so much wisdom in this book, especially for people who are interested in becoming better at business, becoming better at sales, and becoming wealthy. And that book is the Bible. It's the Bible. It's really important that everything that we do, we put in the context of how the world works. And if you want to know how the world works, you need to look at the Bible because it chronicles history. It chronicles wealthy men like Abraham. It chronicles great salesmen like the Apostle Paul. And, of course, there's that wonderful book in the middle called Proverbs, which I read every single day. And, you know, just go to it with the idea to learn. Whether or not you're a Christian or a Jew, go to it with the idea, with the concept of being open to learning new things. And that actually has been the mainstay of my life, and I attribute all of my success to that. But, oh, my goodness, we are, like, down to the wire here. Stephanie, again, let people know how they can get a hold of those first two chapters of your book, and we want to let them know about our guest for next week really fast.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so quickly. And I'm going to take 1 second here, and I just have to encourage you guys. You know, I learn a lot from reading the Bible as well, not just because I am a Christian, but, you know, just watching Solomon build the temple reminded me that when you want to build something that lasts, you have to slow down. So let's see. So, real quickly, if you are looking to get your copies of my two chapters, send me an email at stephanie@thestephanieschellar.com. And I will email you, just title it Getting Past the Gatekeeper. I'll send you the first two chapters of my upcoming book and keep you in the loop so when it goes out, you can get your copy. Go ahead and connect with us if you haven't yet at our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/blackbeltselling. And make sure you put it on your calendar to be here with us next week. We have a guest who has built a billion-dollar company. This guy is a serial entrepreneur, has done some incredible things. You do not want to miss meeting Jason Credell. In the meantime, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We are the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas, encouraging you to make it a great week.